NBC News Radio, I'm Dina Kodiak. Texas Representative Michael McCaul is confirming that the investigation into the hostage situation at a Colleyville synagogue has gone international. During an appearance on CNN's State of the Union, he confirmed that the FBI has expanded its investigation to London and Tel Aviv. The hostage taker was a British national calling for the release of a Pakistani prisoner known as Lady Al-Qaeda. She's being held in a Texas prison after being convicted of attacks on U.S. troops. A funeral is taking place this morning in the Bronx for 15 of the 17 victims of last Sunday's deadly apartment fire. Services were held at the Islamic Cultural Center in the Tremont neighborhood. Mayor Eric Adams and Senator Chuck Schumer both took part, along with Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin, who announced the state would provide $2 million for a victim's compensation fund. The victims were West African immigrants, nearly all from Gambia. A malfunctioning space heater has been blamed for starting the fire. Over 70 million people are under winter weather alerts as a freezing storm rolls across the eastern U.S. Forecasters are predicting snow and freezing rain in parts of Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas today, and are warning of power outages from the southeast to the mid-Atlantic. Snow is also predicted as far south as Memphis, Charlotte, and Atlanta. The storm will turn to the northeast later today and into Monday. The Mayfield Candle Factory, hit by last month's deadly tornado, is shutting down. The decision leads to more than 250 people being laid off. The company says they still plan to keep operations in Kentucky and will transfer some Mayfield employees to another location, but those who cannot be relocated are to be laid off. The Kentucky factory was one of the most devastated sites of the disaster, where 8 people lost their lives. A lawsuit filed by a former girlfriend of Charlie Sheen is being settled. The suit, filed in 2017, claimed the 2.5 Men star exposed her to the virus that causes AIDS. The plaintiff claims Sheen exposed her to the virus through unprotected sex without informing her about his HIV status. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.